The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, Cleveland.com, a.k.a. the Cleveland Plain Dealer, just like their colleagues at the left-wing Washington Post, the left-wing New York Times, the left-wing Chicago Tribune, the left-wing Miami Herald, the left-wing San Francisco Chronicle, the left-wing Los Angeles Times, the left-wing Dallas Morning News, and on down the line it goes. The left-wing Cleveland Plain Dealer cannot possibly bear the thought of Donald Trump being president again, and as such, they cannot bear the thought of running anything that is remotely fair to Donald Trump in terms of their coverage. They want to slant the views and the opinions of every voter that reads their papers, all of them. And when some people point out, you know, this is ridiculous, why aren't you at least, you know, being fair in your criticism and condemnation and in your coverage, they actually double down. So Chris Quinn is the editor of the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, and they ran an article on Saturday, or a, not article, an editorial on Saturday, explaining exactly what I think what I could say here if I wanted to be fair and honest is explaining what Trump derangement syndrome looks like in the media, because this is a display of Trump derangement syndrome. So since Pete and I are going to talk about this at 10:10, it might behoove you to hear a little bit about what was written. So I'm going to share this with you. A more than occasional arrival in the email these days is a question expressed two ways, one with dripping condescension and the other with courtesy. Why don't our opinion platforms treat Donald Trump and other politicians exactly the same way? Some phrase it differently, asking why we demean the former president's supporters and describing his behavior as monstrous, insurrectionist, and authoritarian. I feel bad for those who write. They believe in Trump and want their local news source to recognize what they see in him. The angry writers denounce me for ignoring what they call the Biden Family Crime Syndicate. I call it that. I'm glad to know Chris listens to the show. I didn't know anybody else worded it that way. And criminality far beyond that of Trump. They quote news sources of no credibility as proof the mainstream media ignores evidence that Biden, not Trump, is the criminal dictator. And I'm going to pause there and offer some obvious truths. The New York Post has more credibility than the Cleveland Plain Dealer could possibly even fathom trying to obtain. They were the ones who reported on the Biden laptop from hell. The Cleveland Plain Dealer dismissed it as being Russian propaganda. They joined the rest of the mainstream media in a blackout of all news coverage of the Biden family laptop that listed so many of their sins and so much evidence of their corruption. The New York Post ran it. Twitter, under the former ownership, shut the New York Post down, literally deleted their account. Nobody else would even touch it. So for this piece, Chris Quinn, editor at the Cleveland Plain Dealer, to condemn other news sources as having no credibility when they themselves surrendered all credibility they may have had is just beyond the pale. But it is not beyond surprising. Nothing surprises me when it comes to these lunatics. Back to the editorial. The courteous writers don't go down that road. They politely ask how we can discount the passions and beliefs of the many people who believe in Trump. This is a tough column to write because I don't want to demean or insult those who write me in good faith. I've started it a half dozen times since November, but turned to other topics each time because this needle is hard to thread. No matter how I present it, I'll offend some thoughtful, decent people. The North Star here is truth. We tell the truth. I wonder if he chuckled while he typed those words. We tell the truth, even when it offends some of the people who pay us for information. Nobody pays you for information, you political hack. Nobody pays your piece o' trash, left-wing, rag, burge cage liner. Nobody pays you for information. They pay you for entertainment or for the lining of said bird cages. The truth, he writes, is that Donald Trump undermined faith in our elections in his false bid to retain the presidency. He sparked an insurrection intended to overthrow our government and keep himself in power. No president in our history has done worse. This is not subjective. We all saw it. Plenty of leaders today try to convince the masses we did not see what we saw, but our eyes didn't deceive. If the leaders began a years-long campaign today to convince us that the Baltimore Bridge did not collapse Tuesday morning, would you ever believe them? Trust your eyes. Trump on January 6th launched the most serious threat to our system of government since the Civil War. You know that. You saw it. I'm going to stop there because you need to. Once again, you festering, disgusting, repugnant, fetid pile o' Chris Quinn and piece of plain dealer. Show me where Donald Trump and or any other American citizen has been charged with the crime of insurrection. I'll wait. Time's up. There is no charge of insurrection because despite what you say we all saw, we didn't see that. It didn't happen. If it did, they have charged some of the people who were at the riot at the Capitol, which was not, by the way, not fostered nor incited by Donald Trump nor any of the actual protesters who were there to what? Peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard. It was not fostered by them, but by the feds in the crowd and the police officers who turned their weapons on them and attacked so many of them, leading to what became a much more chaotic scene than ever needed to happen. But the reality is, not one of them, they've been charged with a lot of things. Trespassing in some cases, vandalism in other cases, and assault, sometimes accurate and sometimes wholly inaccurate as people defended themselves against attacks. But they've been charged with a lot of things. No one has been charged with insurrection. How can this guy, the editor of a major metropolitan newspaper like the Plain Dealer or the Plain Steamer, the Cleveland Steamer, Cleveland Plain Steamer, I can't keep the name straight sometimes, Cleveland Plain, something like that. How can they write that this was clearly an insurrection when not one single person has been charged with insurrection? Number two, how can they possibly sit there and write these words and publish them, suggesting that this was an attempt to overthrow the government? Who tries to overthrow a government by arming the guarded resistance of the Capitol? Because Donald J. Trump requested, and it has been proven and verified and corroborated, tried to provide 10,000 National Guard troops at the Capitol that day because he was smart enough to know that even if his supporters were going to go down there peacefully and patriotically, that protesters are always met with counter-protesters from Antifa and the like, and the likelihood is there would be violence. And so, therefore, he wanted to make sure the peace would be kept with a massive show, a display of probably unneeded force. They turned him down. Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser, who make those decisions, wouldn't allow it. Who the hell tries to overthrow a government by strengthening the forces that would be protecting said government? Explain that to me, Chris Pile O'Quinn. Explain to me how an intended overthrow of the United States government could possibly be carried out without weapons, without any weapons, no guns, no knives. Some people poked other people with flagpoles, particularly when they were getting pushed around. No weapons. And yet this piece of plain Cleveland Plain Steamer is trying to tell us that this was clear. This was not subjective. We all saw it. You know it. We saw it. What did we see? We see a figment of your imagination, Chris. He goes on to write, The facts involving Trump are crystal clear. And as news people, we cannot pretend otherwise, as unpopular as that might be with a segment of our readers. There aren't two sides to facts. People who say the earth is flat don't get space on our platforms. If that offends them, so be it. Let me stop there again. There aren't two sides to facts. Tell me something, Editor Chris. Have you retracted your articles in from 2020 in which you declared the Biden laptop to be Russian collusion, or not collusion, rather, Russian election interference? Have you retracted them? You declared it was complete propaganda from Moscow. No truth to it. Now that it has been proven, verified by everybody on the right and the left that, yes, it's real, and yes, there are a whole lot of Biden family sins that are recorded in that laptop, that the crackhead, whoremongering son of the president was too strung out on a coke high, or worse, don't know if it was heroin or coke at that time, dropped his laptop off for repair at a computer shop and totally forgot about it. And after 90 days, it became property of the laptop, repair shop. And he turned it in. You declared this to be complete propaganda, false, in your desperate attempt to make sure that Joe Biden would beat Donald Trump. You were willing to lie from the beginning to make sure Trump could not be president again. And this is long before January 6th. And that's why you are the Cleveland Plain Steamer. You're claiming that, well, we have to tell our readers the truth. And January 6th was clearly an insurrection incited by Donald Trump, an attempt to overthrow the government. You know it. You saw it. No president in history has ever done worse, you wrote. This was long before that day ever happened. You were lying about everything Trump and everything Biden in an attempt to convince Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, all of Ohio to flip and vote for Biden. Fortunately, the people of the state are smarter than that. And your dumbass attempts to lie and gaslight all Ohio voters failed as Trump won our state by 8 points. Again. And now you're trying to write revisionist history here, telling us that you, Chris Pyle O'Quinn, you are the arbiter of truth? Really? The facts are crystal clear, you say? Continuing the op-ed by the Cleveland Plain Steamer's editorial director, or editor. As for those who equate Trump and Joe Biden, that's false equivalency. Biden has done nothing remotely close to the egregious anti-American acts of Trump. We can debate the success and mindset of our current president, as we have about most presidents in our lifetimes, but Biden was never a threat to our democracy. Trump is. He is unique among all American presidents for his efforts to keep power at any cost. Personally, I found it hard to understand how Americans who take pride in our new system of government support Trump. All those soldiers who died in World War II were fighting against the type of regime Trump wants to create on our soil. How do they not see it? End quote. Let me go back to directing this Pyle O'Quinn once again. Correcting this Pyle O'Quinn. Biden has done nothing remotely close to the egregious anti-American acts of Trump. Biden was never a threat to our democracy. What is democracy? What is democracy? Chris, see if you can think back to your seventh grade social studies book and look up democracy. What is freaking democracy? Democracy is the system of government we use to allow the people to choose their leaders, to vote for their leaders rather than their leaders dictating to them who they shall be. How can the people vote and choose who are going to be their leaders? How can democracy happen if one of the two top choices who have been selected by those very people is removed from a ballot? How can the people have a fair say in deciding who they want to be their leader in the executive office, the most powerful position not only in our land but all the lands of the world? How can you claim that Biden is not a threat to democracy when he and his acolytes are trying to throw Donald Trump in jail, putting him in prison during a campaign cycle, trying to get him convicted of things that no other politician has ever been charged with? Even though there is ample evidence of similar, if not identical, crimes, including the one of the current opponent of his, the incumbent Joe Biden. Just look at the document scandal. How can you claim, while Biden tries to lock up his political opponent, thereby robbing the people of their right to choose their president, that Biden is not the threat to democracy, but that Trump is? I mean, Chris Quinn, if you're in charge, if you're the best that the Cleveland Plain Steamer has, if you're all they have to choose from as the editor, the top dog, this thing is worse than I ever thought it could be. Honestly, you are a stampede of stupid, sir. The March 25th edition of the New Yorker magazine offers some insight. It includes a detailed review of a new book about Adolf Hitler focused on the year 1932. It's called Takeover, Hitler's Final Rise to Power, and it's by its historian Timothy Ryback. It explains how German leaders, including some in the media, thought they could use Hitler as a means to get power for themselves, and were writing to look past his obvious deficiencies to get where they wanted. In tolerating and using Hitler as a means to an end, they helped create the monstrous dictator responsible for millions of deaths. How are those German leaders different from the people in Congress saying the election was stolen or that January 6th was not an insurrection aimed at destroying our government? They know the truth, but they deny it. They see Trump as a means to an end, power for themselves and their team, even if it means repeatedly telling lies. Again, you pile of human waste. You collection of flotsam and jetsam. Comparing Donald Trump to Hitler again. Hey, idiot. He had 4 years. Point to the Hitlerian actions. It's not like this is new. It's not like this is an untested guy. Who knows what he'll bring. We are worried that he might be Hitler-esque. He served as president for 4 years. Point to the Hitler actions. Point to the Nazism takeover. As you sit here and try to spew forth this hate and this vile pile of lies, trying to make the American people who support constitutional conservatism, make them feel like they're Nazis supporting the modern day Hitler. How do you close your eyes and sleep at night? Maybe you don't. Maybe you lay awake at night thinking about more lies to write in your ridiculous, thankfully, ever-shrinking reach. The Plain Dealer's growth has been negative growth for 20 years now, which is why they only delivered a couple of days a week, why its circulation is so low, why they have to put everything that they print behind paywalls to try to generate money somehow. Thankfully, fewer and fewer people read this crap, your tripe, every single day. But it does not excuse the shame you should feel and you should receive for writing it. You are lying with every stroke of your keys on your keyboard, every single one of them. You have an obvious agenda, power, you say, for them and their team, power for you and your team. You and your left-wing, 99% left-wing staff at the Cleveland Plain Steamer, and the reason I know this is because it's the same 99% at every left-wing newspaper and mainstream media site, broadcast or print, in the country. They've done surveys. Maybe it's not 99, but it's between 95 and 99% of them. If they donate money, it goes to Democrats. 95 to 99% of the workers in these newsrooms, if they vote, they vote Democrat. They admit this when they are allowed to do so anonymously in surveys. The entire industry that you represent is radical, left-wing, borderline communist. And you are trying to claim that you are the defenders of democracy. You attack Donald Trump and try to make him Hitler in the eyes of your readers. You defend Joe Biden and try to take a guy who is so extraordinarily A, incompetent, B, corrupt, and C, racist. All of the things that you say Trump is, Joe Biden has put on display. His racism is not in question. Countless, not just now, but throughout his 50 years of government service in the United States Senate, vice presidency, and now the presidency, his constant racist statements are well known. His corruption is detailed on the laptop and has been brought out by associates of his families who have spoken to the amount of money that they have lifted from foreign companies and foreign countries who are adversarial to the United States of America while selling out access to the Obama White House, for crying out loud. And his lies. The man is a walking, talking citation of plagiarism. And yes, that is an oxymoron, because exactly what he does. He gives speeches and writes papers and does not give citations, thus making it plagiarism. He's a walking plagiarism. That's the reality. So for you to write this crap in the Cleveland Plain Steamer and think that anybody takes it seriously, let me show you what I'm going to do with it. This is how seriously I take it. Let me grab it. It's 9:57. I've got a break now. We're going to the news. And I'm going to the bathroom. This will come in very handy.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.